Welcome to Saturdays with Sir Roll, your weekly training guild on how to slay the dragons of vice with the weapons of virtue. Here's your guild master, the author of the Seven Deadly Dragons book series, and faithful knight to the one true light, Sir Roland Paterlot.
Greetings, young squires, maidens, moms, and dads. Today is the 21st day in the 6th month in the year of our Lord 2025, and it's a great day to learn the art of dragon slaying. That sounds, young squires, means it's a feast day, and today we celebrate the patron saint of Catholic youth, Saint Aloysius Gonzaga. He lived in the 16th century Italy and was a prince and heir to the Holy Roman Emperor. His parents immersed him in the life of the court and military exercises, but when he was still a boy, St. Al decided he wanted something more out of life. He didn't want comfort and prestige and wealth. He wanted to be a dragon slayer. He wanted to be a saint. So he began to study the lives of the saints and practiced severe disciplines and mortifications. At age 15, when reading about Jesuit missionaries, he felt called to become a Jesuit, but his father fought this idea for several years, trying to entice him with the life of the court. But eventually his father relented and allowed him to become a Jesuit. It was there he came under the direction of St. Robert Bellarmine, who wisely helped Al realize that virtue lies in the middle. You see, St. Al was prone to excessive disciplines, perhaps even seeing himself as above other people. But St. Robert helped him point his zeal and his disciplines towards the love of God and the salvation of souls. Here's an important truth for you to remember. If what you are doing is not helping to save souls, then at the very best, it is a waste of time. We don't offer sacrifices and self-disciplines just to follow a rule or prove we're better than others. We do it to help save souls and help them get to heaven, not just our own soul, but the souls of others. We don't just slay dragons because we like adventure or to show how big and strong and tough we are and how well we can wield a weapon. We slay dragons to save others. St. Al learned this lesson well from his saintly spiritual director. And when a plague broke out in 1591, he went to help serve the suffering with his Jesuit brothers. And it was then that he became sick himself and died at the young age of 23. St. Aloysius faced his death with courage and confidence and wrote to his mother, saying, "Our parting will not be for long. We shall see each other again in heaven. We shall be united with our Savior. There we shall praise him with our heart and soul, sing of his mercies forever, and enjoy eternal happiness." So let's continue our series on dragons and the parables, where we are listening to the parables of Jesus and trying to identify which dragons he's teaching us to slay. Today's episode is titled The Rich Fool, and the parable we're discussing is found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, 16 through 21. Let's listen to the parable and see if any dragons jump out at you. Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do, for I have no place to store my crops?" Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves but are not rich toward God." Did you see any dragons? Well, I hope so, because there is a rather obvious giant green dragon of greed in this parable. The parable is titled The Rich Fool, so that is a giveaway that Jesus is trying to teach us to be aware of greed. Notice the parable starts off saying there was a rich man. It doesn't even say that a man produced an abundant harvest and became rich. It says that a rich man produced an abundant harvest. So this is the case of the wealthy getting wealthier. Now, is that the problem? Not necessarily. There's nothing wrong with earning wealth, owning a business, making profits, or being successful financially. This man was obviously good at farming. The problem lies in how he responds to his success and his wealth. Does he share it with the world? Does he use his abundant crop to feed those less fortunate? Does he use his wealth to share the goodness of the faith and the love of God with others by inviting them to meals? No. He sees it as an opportunity to retire early, to live the life of ease and comfort, to build an even bigger barn so that he can save it all for himself. Not only is the green dragon of greed attacking him, but I also see some influence of the yellow dragon of sloth. He wants his wealth to be his ticket to not having to worry about any more hard work or hardship in this life. Jesus offers this parable as a warning. The lure of wealth can very easily distract us from the mission of saving souls and fighting dragons until our dying breath. Many of us think that wealth and possessions and early retirement and a life of ease and comfort are going to bring us happiness. But the parable says this line of thinking is foolish. Every material possession will one day be taken away. Death comes like a thief in the night, and we know not the day nor the hour. And Jesus says we can't take our stuff to heaven. God won't ask you what you gained in life, but he will ask you what you gave. St. Francis, our featured saint in Book 4, The Green Dragon of Greed, once said, "Remember, you will take nothing with you but what you have given away." Have I ever told you the story of St. Bob of Noway? St. Bob was born into a rich family and got spoiled with all kinds of possessions and wealth as a kid. And then when he was just 13 years old, he won what we would call the lottery by inheriting more money than he could earn in 10 lifetimes. So Bob never had to work a day in his life. He was in perfect health. He was famous, and everybody loved him and praised his name. In today's world, he would be always on TV and have millions of Facebook followers and get millions of likes every time he posted something. He traveled the world. He experienced all the best vacation destinations and met a beautiful woman who immediately fell in love with him, and they got married. They had two beautiful, healthy children who never got into any trouble. They owned many possessions, could buy whatever they wanted, go wherever they wanted, eat whatever they wanted, and do whatever they wanted. They had no enemies or even any hardships or temptations. Bob and his wife both lived to the ripe old age of 95 when they died peacefully in their sleep at the exact same time. Have you ever heard of St. Bob? You haven't? Do you know why they call him St. Bob of Noway? Because there is no way that kind of easy and comfortable life will make you a saint. St. Aloysius knew that, which is why he didn't count on his worldly wealth to make him happy. He used his gifts and talents to serve others, make a difference, and save souls. So as the battle cry of the green dragon of greed goes, "Beware of the dragon all dressed in green. He's big, and he tempts you to a life full of greed." And it ends by saying, "The breastplate of righteousness guards hearts on this earth to seek treasure in heaven of far greater worth." Life is a gift, and we should enjoy this gift and celebrate the gift and be thankful for all the stuff we have. But we shouldn't rely on those things in this world to give us what we can only find in heaven. I wish you enough pleasures and wealth to make you grateful for this beautiful gift of life, and enough struggles and challenges and trials in life to forge you into saints. I wish you enough dragons to slay that you find your way. To celebrate the feast of St. Aloysius and to slay the green dragon of greed, I want you to offer up a sacrifice today for somebody you know who is sick or hungry or hurting, that God may grant them healing, courage, and grace in their trial. And until next week, I'll leave you under the protection of St. Michael the Great Archangel, St. Joseph the Terror of Dragons, and Mary, Queen of the Angels, Our Lady of Grace, and the woman whose seed crushed the head of the dragon.
Hey everybody, Sir Topher here. I've added Another Dragons in the Parables printable guide in the Training Guild, which is our weekly email of dragon slaying resources and updates. Be sure to sign up if you haven't already. Details are in the show notes. Like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your fellow squires. And until next week, stay holy and slay dragons.